When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 54 of Dare to Be. Today's title is Faith, Wholeness, and Peace. R.C. Sproul once said, "The needs of God's people are a higher priority for Jesus than ceremonial observances." Our text for today is from Mark chapter 5, verses 33 and 34. "But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.'" Jesus knew that power had departed from him, and the woman knew she had been healed instantly after reaching out in faith to touch the hem of his garment. So she was faced with a dilemma. Jesus called her out of her private faith experience by giving her an opportunity to confess what had occurred publicly. She was so fearful that she was trembling. The word fear is the Greek word phobeo. It means to fear or be afraid. This word can denote a range of emotions from terror and dread to reverence and awe. In the New Testament, phobeo is used both in the context of fear of danger or harm and in reverential awe towards God. The term can imply a healthy respect or acknowledgement of God's power and authority. The word trembling is the Greek verb tremo, which describes a physical or emotional response of trembling or quaking, often due to fear, awe, or reverence. It conveys a sense of being deeply moved or shaken, either physically or spiritually. It is from this word that tremor is derived. She was afraid and in awe of Jesus and his miracle-working power. The thought of going public and approaching Jesus while he was looking at her caused an earthquake in her soul. Therefore, she did what we should all do when approaching Jesus. In verse 33, it tells us she fell down before him and told him the whole truth. A proper response to fear and awe before the Lord is to humbly worship him. Since he knows all things, there's no other way to speak to him than with complete honesty. Jesus' response to her actions reveals his power to make us whole. David Garland writes, "He restores her as a daughter of Israel and tells her to go in peace." For more information, you can see Judges 18, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 9, and Acts chapter 16, verse 36. A woman who suffered her affliction was supposed to bring a sacrifice in the temple when she was healed, according to Leviticus chapter 15, verses 29 and 30. But Jesus makes no mention of this, as he did for the leper in Mark chapter 1, verse 44. This is not simply a word of dismissal. The Hebrew term for peace that forms the background for the New Testament concept of peace is shalom. It covers wholeness, well-being, prosperity, security, friendship, and salvation. Jesus bestows this peace on her. Check out Matthew chapter 10, verse 13, and Acts chapter 10, verse 36. Ben Witherington III adds, "Notice that Jesus not only explains to the woman what has transpired and why, but suggests that God's peace or wholeness now rests upon her, and she can be reintegrated into society." The last phrase, "be healed of your disease," may suggest that Jesus understood there was more to healing than just the restoration of the body. Health, after all, was the condition she was seeking after she was rescued by Jesus from the malady. Many times a person who has become physically well still carries mental and emotional scars. Jesus is perhaps suggesting that she needs to know and accept that she is now whole again. Not only does Jesus have the power to heal our diseases and forgive our sins, but he can also restore us to peace and wholeness. The woman has no more issues with hemorrhaging, can re-enter society, and live a blessed life. Some questions to consider. Why do you think this woman fears speaking to Jesus publicly? How does her willingness to confess the truth publicly lead to her complete restoration? And finally, why must healing occur in every area of our lives? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.